Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me Podcast. Yo, whenever I want to deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my TV reviews for your listening pleasure, would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is episode 9. And yeah, it's a TV review. It's been a while. It's a little shocking. Is this where Colby finally comes around on the MCU phase post-Endgame? The answer is no, no, no. You see what I did there? That was an echo. Maya Lopez must face her past, reconnect with her Native American roots, and embrace the meaning of family and community if she ever hopes to move forward. Boy, oh boy, do they get that wrong. All right. For those that are new here, I watch a little bit of everything. I'm primarily a film guy, but I make time for TV when it counts. Linear, streaming, the goal is to do better this year. And most folks tend to know where I stand when it comes to the MCU. I love it. There's nothing that's come out that I haven't watched except for Werewolf by Night. Need to change that pretty soon. But in regards to the MCU proper, the overarching MCU timeline, which has now been updated to include the Netflix Marvel shows like Daredevil, The Punisher, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, The Defenders, Iron Fist, and to be honest with you, I think it may be time to go ahead and rewatch the entirety of that saga of content just to get myself revved up for what it looks like is going to be entering back into the fray in a brand new way. But there was folks that told me, Colby, Echo changes the game. It's going to be the bloodiest and the baddest and the boldest and the darkest thing that Marvel's done yet. I call you liars. Of course, I believe in this world. Ever since we got Iron Man to the very ending of Endgame, I loved the Infinity Saga. But since, I've been frustrated to no end. Now, it doesn't mean that everything's been bad. I don't believe that. I believe everything has been from mediocre to wow. Spider-Man No Way Home, wow. This past year, 2023, with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, wow. But every now and then, I'm just like, what's going on? Gosh, I can't wait for Deadpool. Let Matthew Vaughn tell it. It's probably going to right the ship for the MCU. But for now, we get these little, I almost said it, blips. I hate the blip. I feel like it diminishes the snap so much. Oh, man. I'll say this. When it comes to TV, the standard for the MCU now, apparently, is Daredevil. That's what you're judged on. Those first three seasons of Daredevil, fantastic. Like, such engaging, dark, gritty storytelling with amazing performances, really good writing, exceptional action, and just really bold direction. I don't think it's rocket science. For some reason, I just feel like Disney MCU has not been the most consistent. Now, we did get Loki season 2, which personally for me, I feel like that was a step down from season 1. I found that show fantastic. The writing of this character to come more than full circle, from villain to hero. But everything that he does doesn't necessarily push the overarching momentum of the MCU forward because it's kind of being done outside of time. And I have to get to that a little bit later with its own review. But it's interesting that this interconnected world feels so disjointed. And it's hard not to feel that now. And a part of me kind of wants this compartmentalized storytelling so it doesn't have to play to any constraints that are set up before it and then afterwards. But then I just feel like we get another outing of it being contrived and inconsequential. Like, the look of this show, I'll give it credit, is definitely more mature, kind of. Like, it's supposed to be mature, but it takes these interesting moments of when to pull punches or to give us blood. Yet the tone also feels as uneven. Like, we get the blood, but then in spots we don't. We get language, but in spots it feels like it's a little muted and neutered. So I keep asking myself, what is the goal of the MCU? I don't know right now. Of course, with the events that happened with one of the actors outside of the films, which was set up to be the big bad of the multiverse saga, that brings some things into question. Also, the rights issues in regards to the Fox Marvel properties that are trying to be integrated into the existing MCU. And I'll at some point go in of what my thoughts are in particular about that. Like, there's things that should be done, and there's things that's just like, huh? So it's so tough to really try to appreciate Echo as a TV series, because I just feel like this character's been around for a while. I like what it's going for. I'm irritated by the execution. I think it's poor editing. This entire show feels chopped and screwed, and on its face, it's not terrible, but in the end, it feels more like Secret Invasion than it does Loki. And I'm struggling to find what the point of Echo is as a character, because there really isn't any inherent tie into what we're going to have her do going forward. And I didn't think that she was that important to what the story was going to be for where we left off in Hawkeye. So there's this wonky structure. But I will say that Maya as a character is intriguing, except for the whole reason why they call her Echo in the first place. I don't know. It seems to be a pretty big deviation from the comics, at least when it comes to her power set. Like, Echo mimics, kind of like Taskmaster, the abilities of the people that she's facing off. But inside of this show, it takes a very different detour. And like, I can't even remember some different elements that they wanted to bring over from Hawkeye, even though the entire first episode was pretty much just kind of a recontextualization of Hawkeye, but from Maya's standpoint. Like, I had to remember, how did her dad die again? Like, it was Hawkeye that killed her daddy, right? Sorry if that's a spoiler. I just don't feel like there's enough there to, one, legitimize his own new story, or the hate that she has for Kingpin. And I didn't realize how much Kingpin was going to be involved in. It's a Kingpin show. And I like Kingpin. Daredevil season 1, Daredevil season 3, it's a lot of Kingpin. And Vincent D'Onofrio has transformed into something that I think is great. And I'm glad that we have it. But this felt a little bit reduced, you know? So I understand Kingpin's motivations. I don't necessarily understand Maya's. Like, what fuels her? We really don't get any time to really understand that. And of course, there's a hurdle to leap, because the way in which she communicates is through sign. But I think that there were some innovative ways that we still could have got to character work. Because if you're not going to give me all the other stuff that I want, once again, the standard is Daredevil. If I'm not getting great action, give me character. If I'm not getting great story, give me performance. If I'm not getting great effects, give me some good music. I don't know. I tolerated this season. I didn't wholly enjoy it, and it messes with me. Like, Maya was a bad guy in Hawkeye. And it seems like there's a particular arc that things should move and never does. Because I feel like the series didn't know where to keep its focus. And I think because of just some structural issues and also issues with the show, because we thought it was going to get scrapped and we thought it was going to be longer. And this is the first, you know, Marvel Disney Plus show that has been released all at once, right? So it didn't feel like that there was any true faith that they may have had in this presentation. But they had faith in Kingpin because they know they want more things for this guy to be able to do with other Marvel properties, i.e. Spider-Man 4. Kingpin needs a therapist. Like, bro, you were dead. Stay dead. And his entire conviction for one to realign with Maya, I'm not buying it. Not at all. Like, why do you even care about her? And like, yo, where was Maya during Daredevil? All of season 1 and 2 and 3. Because like, the way what's presented here inside of this story, like, See, that's that shoehorn shit that I just, it irks my nerves. And this is the thing. Yes, I may be picking nits, but when you're already not giving me what I'm hoping for, there's nothing but nits to pick. Like, three episodes in, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to give you guys some room to be able to land the plane. But as we keep getting through it, I'm seeing the formula, and it's just growing more and more stale, and I'm over it. Like, Echo's just not captivating. And I find it to be really disingenuous with his focus, too. And this is the thing. There's got to be something more than the focus of this character just on the fact that she's deaf and she has a prosthetic limb. And I don't say that to be indifferent in any way. I think it's courageous for this young woman to be able to have persevered in a world that treats able people differently than non-able people. And I'm trying to be as PC about that as possible because I believe and I root for her, but damn did I want something better for her, character-wise and actor-wise. Like, it is hard knowing what the standard is and still putting something together that just seems to just, I don't want to say cheapen it, but it's just like, you're right there. Like, you had the stencil for what works. I mean, even outside of that, you have the family stuff, which, okay, we're not going to do the character right, but we have the family stuff. And I love the representation that is inclusive with inside of this show. But there's something I just didn't feel right. And this is like, I think I'm going to chalk this up to the editing where, huh? Like, I didn't necessarily see any way in which there is a reconciliation, truly, between herself and her second cousin or sister. It's really wonky. I can see Maya in relation to her grandma and her grandpa and even her uncle. But man, I mean, six episodes, I guess maybe it wasn't enough. And there were some things that were hinted at, and I was hoping it would go further. And I really don't want to spoil it, even though, I mean, it's been long enough. I gave you guys a couple weeks to be able to get it together and watch this show. There's just things I didn't jive with. Like, these are superheroes. You got good guys, you got bad guys. She's floating somewhere in between, but I don't think that there's ever even a reconciliation with the blood that's on her hands. A part of the show is her trying to be able to take up the business from the kingpin as the quote-unquote queenpin. When does anyone challenge her for what she's been doing for the entirety of her life as a mass murderer? As essentially a hired gun pointed by Wilson Fisk to whoever he wanted to. And kind of like the way that I felt with Wanda at the end of WandaVision. Okay, great. What lesson did she learn? Oh, no, we just need her to, like, you know, get to this place and understand her power. It's just, once again, it's all contrived. Ain't feeling it. Ain't working for your boy. Now, I will say, the Choctaw stuff, that was dope as fuck. A little contrived itself, but I like the startup of the way that they changed up her powers. It was an interesting thing to kind of change it from, you know, the comics, but I'm okay with that. How it was used? I don't know. But like all the, like, we go back in time and we see these different iterations of Choctaw women. And I thought that looked great. I felt great. I wish it was executed a bit better. And I just, man, I really wanted to like this. With everything that comes out from Marvel, I want to like it. I mean, hell, the Marvels, I was not excited for that film at all. And I walked away being like, yo, that wasn't bad. Is it the action that I wanted? Nope. But I really had fun with it. And I was hoping to be able to do that same thing here. Like, I'm not, as a critic, I don't think I should need to make it to the point where I am rewriting a film or a TV show. But like, if it was me, I'd have Maya, after the events that happened inside of Hawkeye, kind of feel the heat from killing Fisk, or so she thinks. Has to be able to return back home to someplace safe and that's familiar. But essentially has to be able to reconnect with a fan that she ignores. Because she essentially feels disconnected. I mean, when she's in New York, she was disconnected from her roots. But now that she's back home, she's not indigenous enough. That place of middle, of being in the struggle to reconnect with a family, to also have something to do outside of what you've been taught the entirety of your life. You know, Do you live up to do the queen bitch shit or do you drop it? And then somehow there's an event that awakens that Choctaw pathway and spirit, and there's a force that also gets awakened that doesn't have the best of intentions. And then, you know, you have the Fisk goons that need to try to find her to be able to act revenge. And then Maya ultimately would reconnect with her roots, defeats an old force, and then propels to take down Fisk and the new force, and gets recruited by Kamala Khan in the end. That is the framework for what I think could have been a really fun show. Of course, with, you know, a better costume. Yo, let's talk about this costume. We saw super duper weak. Okay? Do better. Do better. But man, it's just, yo, Feige, hire me. I got you. So yeah, Echo, I don't want to say she makes no sense to me, but she's just struggling to make sense everywhere else. And honestly, outside of watching this show, I am not excited in any way to try to revisit her, unless we're just really going to try this all over again. Me need a do-over. You know, Kingpin, I mean, I'll see you in Daredevil Born Again, but inside of here, whew. Man, you were overbearing, to say the least. Like, why do you want that? I don't know. Maya's family's cool. Grandma, grandpa, biscuits, throw him away. Now, I'm not saying throw him away, but just like, give me something more. You know, I truly want to understand her goals and convictions as a character, and I don't think that that was really a focus of this show, and that's where it failed. So, I'm not done. I'll never be done. All right. I'm still gonna go watch these shows, watch these movies, but I'm tapped out right now. So I'll say this: where Echo resonates best is with its cultural authenticity. I'll give it that. Representation and intention, that's good. But if only the contrived storytelling, the clunky pacing and dialogue and mediocre action could just operate at a similar frequency, that would be appreciated. Kobe told me rating for Echo. Yeah, I think I'm about to give it a 4 out of 10. It's bad. It's bad. Oh, gosh. Why are people trying to convince themselves it's good? It's okay. You can root. You can root for Alakwa Cox. Root for her. But Echo as a character, Maya, nah, bro. She ain't it. This is starring Alakwa Cox, Vincent D'Onofrio, Graham Greene, Dantu Cardinal, Chasky Spencer, Devery Jacobs, Cody Lightning. Guest appearance by Charlie Cox. Okay, yo, that scene's been floating around. It's ass. It's not good. You can't. It's not. It wasn't even that well structured. It wasn't a compelling fight sequence at all. I'm frustrated now, guys. But this is now playing on Disney Plus. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get to the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Your boys decided to get more TV and streaming reviews under my belt and into your ears. Once again, thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Kobe told me. Peace.